liberty, and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the purpose of our council, possible to coordinate and compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, which would advise you that adequate notice of this regular scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press of the local newspaper from January 10, 2022. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Bieber.
Here.
Virgil.
Here.
Booker.
Here.
Catalano.
Here.
Keeler.
Here.
Lamia. And Mayor Pelosi. All right, up first again will be remarks from the audience. Does anybody in person or online like to be heard? Just please state your name and your address. You've got 3 minutes to address the governing body. Mark it.
Good evening, guys. First off, thank everybody involved for the wonderful maintenance and management of the snow. It was a difficult thing, a lot of wind blowing. You guys kept it good. I was drawn to think of you guys yesterday when I went down our stairs, fell flat on my butt again, because, you know, as Jack LaFleur from T&M said, well, you know, we're taking away your covered entryways, so we're not going to do anything about that. We got a door where we had foot of snow inside the house, but there's no gutter. So the rain pours down the stairs, no matter how much I go out there and salt, it's still a hazard. And I know about it, I still fall. Anyhow, that brought me to think of you guys, come here and once again beat a dead horse with this same thing. It is amazing to me that the theory is that you guys are here to help the community members, and we are a community, we make a community. It seems that you take an oppositionary step the people you're trying to help all the time. And it seems you don't want to have any responsibility for anything that the borough's done. Immediately with this, you guys got a lawyered up, joined a suit with the builder, and went against us, the homeowners. We're the residents. We're the people you were supposedly trying to help. And we're still sitting in the same garbage, because really, why should we have had to go out and hire a lawyer? Why should we have done any of this? I told the council members that were there at the time, anybody that was there at the time, which is mostly gone, so this is all falling on deaf ears, except for, really, Mr. Kelly and Mr. Keeler. But the project was bad from go. You had all kinds of building problems. We had, you know, issues where Ed called people back, problems with block work, problems. Everybody knew what was going to work. TNM said to us, oh, we don't do houses, we do bridges and roads. This is our first house. You'll have to bear with us. Okay, bear with me. We talked, and said, please, just make this right. Do the right thing. Just fix it. You had the opportunity to get rid of the builder and to replace him with somebody and not choose to pay this guy that had done all kinds of disruptive work to our home. In the end, you went the opposite. And you said, well, let's pay this guy, get him off our hands, and screw our residents, we don't care. We don't care what's happening to Lori Murphy. We're just going to worry about what our attorneys say is the best thing in the world for us to do. And I'm going to throw out one more thing with my remaining 27 seconds. It is very common for you guys to allow people to go over it. And I, again, thought the treatment of Lori was very rude. When I sat here and listened to people drone on and on about marijuana and other stuff during the public 3 minutes. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Anyone would like to be heard? Is there anybody online? I see no one else. We'll go to our consent agenda. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the matters or on this consent agenda?
So moved.
Councilmembers Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
And Keeler?
Yes.
All right. Consent agenda has been approved. On to our ordinance number 1-2022, calendar year 2021, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriations limit and to establish a cap bank, NJSA 48A 4-44.14. Would anybody like to make a motion to introduce ordinance number 1-22?
So moved.
All right, Councilmembers Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Here.
Booker?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
That too.
Force.
Yes.
And Keeler. introduced. Onto new business, vouchers in the amount of $963,937. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve this voucher list? Councilmembers Bieber?
Yes.
Herzl?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
All right, the voucher list has been approved. All right, we're moving on to our mayor and council committee comments. Is there anybody on council that would make a comment or any committees?
I just want to give the DPW and the police department, everybody, and you know, all the safety folks, a big round of applause and thank you for the storm, for dealing with the storm, the snow removal and everything like that. I think they did a great job. DPW did a phenomenal job considering they were man down. So I wanted to say thank you again to them and keep up the good work. Other than that, progress.
Yeah, I agree with that. It went for a pretty big storm. We had the winds, everything went smoothly.
Yeah.
But the chiefs were here.
We didn't have any flooding or anything. So
our guys were here. Police did a great job.
We got lucky.
The Nixles and Public Works did a great job. There were a lot of people complimenting what we do. A lot of people complimented the Public Works and completely cleaned up the town. Yeah. Pretty good blizzards. So.
And I did appreciate the police going around and letting everybody know to get off the streets. I heard that. You had that over the loudspeakers. So. Get their cars off the streets so that the guys can plow and have any problems, so I appreciate that. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Kevin, just a question. I mean, this was one of the worst storms we've had in a while. Any lessons learned from the police and fire department to share with us?
Nah, it was normal. When there was a lot of snow, everybody kind of knew what they had to do, just get the cars on the road department to do their job. Ocean Avenue wasn't that bad. We never got the northeast bad. We had some flooding. But we've had a lot worse than these storms. I was more worried about the northeast wind, the national snow itself. I'll take the snow. I didn't want that nor'easter. I mean, it's cold temperatures.
Yeah, no signs of the flood, which is nice.
Yeah.
That's usually the crossing point for this.
Everything was smooth. The fire department did a great job. The road department, they were awesome. They never stopped.
Yeah. How did we do with your side street parking?
Great.
It was good.
And I think that the good news was, more than the snow, we were worried about power losses and those kind of things that didn't occur, and that was a blessing, really, that people maintained their power, and that was
the case of village.
Yeah.
Well, well done. Brian, some comments on administration.
Sure.
We have our second committee meeting on the 9th of February, that's next Wednesday. I had mentioned at the last workshop, the focus areas for us for that meeting are going to be very key support of the school realignment initiative, which I know you'll probably comment on a little bit tonight, Mayor. Personnel policies and procedures, data records and retention, and ordinance enforcement. Those are the areas we're going to focus on in the administration committee. The next meeting is really focused on how we get into specific actions. As I said at the last meeting, we'll share with other committees and council members on key things related to sort of a cross-committee activity. The other thing, just very briefly, is the council liaison to the planning board. Just a quick update for January. It was a very quiet month overall. There were 5 properties reviewed. They were all residential, so there were no major issues in the planning board. Beachfront Joe, which you may be familiar with, obviously, that little building next to Baines, that was supposed to be heard, but they asked for another extension, which was about the 5th or 6th that they asked for. That was moved to the 8th of March and was supposed to hear what they were going to do with that then, but a relatively quiet month for the planning board. Thank you.
When is
the
next week?
On the
9th.
Next
Wednesday.
Jeff?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff. No, you can
get a little more comment. Just want to thank both Fire Department and First Aid for the whole weekend. They kept this team here over 24 hours through the weekend and stand by. Unfortunately, we only had a couple of calls, but they were here already. On the deal, donated a fire truck, 5-ton. It was picked up, and then Charlie picked it up. In driving it back to Seabury, they discovered several problems, and they immediately, when I got here, they started working on it. And I want to especially thank David Stout and Jim Ford. It was freezing cold, and I had to go inside, it was so cold with the staff there. But they kept working on it, and all of the problems were repaired, and the truck was, they were able to put the truck in service, and we were ready to go if they needed it. So it was great. Just on resolution 42 tonight, we appointed a rep and an alternate rep to the Mountain County Regional Board of Health. This is just an interim appointment. I thought we met in one June. We were going to have about 4 months with mayor and council to go over the various options that are associated with the health commission and see what we want to do. We want to stay where we are, et cetera. And then we can then determine who the people will be in our term permanent. Just so you know what we're talking about. Take a secret section of the Oceanville Court. They said things are going well. And the next court date is this Thursday at 2:30. Anybody wants to go over, sit in, and you're in their new facilities. Still doing most of it by a video, but then they're pleased and say it's working out.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mayor, as far as finance is concerned, many of you are aware that tomorrow is we have department meetings as far as budget is concerned. In the previous meeting of finance committee previously, we had given some direction to Mike and the administration to look for ways to pull back on spending where we can. Can always do that, we understand that, but we just look for ways to do that, and then also look at the revenue side and look for ways to increase revenue. We talk about parking, we talk about some other things, to look at ways to increase our revenue and pull back on things that aren't absolutely essential, because there are things coming up that are essential that we're going to have to invest in. And getting our revenue up and pulling back where we can to get ready for that support. So after tomorrow, I'll move for a full report after meeting with the finance committee after that. But that's in the middle.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, as I wrote out, one thing I wanted to discuss is our status with the schools. We've been working with I was considering a new district, a potential forming a new district then with our schools of regionalization study, which we just completed, had a revised study completed over the past month, and then the governor's signed on legislation that basically allows us to consider forming a district. So far so good. We had a meeting with attorneys this past week. I've had a few meetings with mayors of Pines and Highlands, just to so we're all on the same page moving forward. The next steps, resolution tonight is just authorizing us to send our study to the state for their review, and in particular having a potential referendum date of the general election in November of 2022. It's my understanding that Highlands is doing the same. They're passing a resolution. If they haven't already, they will be in the next meeting. The Atlantic Highlands not yet, but they're going to be reviewing the feasibility study, and we'll meet with them on a regular basis. And we are also going to be, we're trying to figure out the dates right now. I propose is to just to get the ball rolling, some 6 days of the year to have two public meetings, town hall meetings in each of our towns. So they're working on days, and then we'll come back to this council, we'll confirm whatever dates we can all agree to, and then we'll publicize those. It'll be three in the spring and three in the fall. And our attorneys are also going to be summarizing the results from the feasibility study. It's a pretty long document, so make it a little more user-friendly to accompany the release of the feasibility study. We have summary of that, so that it's easier to digest. And aside from that, we have our annual budget meetings tomorrow in town, so it's a long, busy day for Mike Baskin, our CFO, but it should go pretty smoothly. And besides that, progress. I don't believe we have an executive session item for tonight.
Okay.
So with that being said, would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
So. All right, Councilmember Beaver?
Yes.
Berthel?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Edlon?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, meeting is adjourned. Thank you for all coming out tonight. Let's see you next week.